April 1st, Thursday. What are the blessings of the three feasts? Passover is salvation from darkness, its powers, and Satan. Pentecost is the day of the filling of the Holy Spirit. The Feast of Booths contains the background and mystery of heaven. The crux of the three feasts isn't a matter of merely observing the appointed days. The essence is to focus on continually enjoying God's blessings that are contained within them. The Temple for the Feasts of Booths. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 42 through 43. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. The Feast of Booths refers to the background and mystery of heaven. In other words, it alludes to the works of God's kingdom that'll take place and the works of Satan that'll be destroyed. The kingdom of God refers to entering God's infinite world. That's why you must always enjoy and focus on God's kingdom through the Feast of Booths. How can you also enjoy the blessings of this feast? Number 1. The Mystery of Healing. The works of God's kingdom contain the very mystery to heal your imprints, roots, and nature. Through this mystery, which is the works of God's kingdom, you can receive complete healing. That's why you must fully focus on this mystery of healing. By holding on to this covenant, answers will surely come. Number 2. Preventing Disasters and the Mystery of World Evangelization. The works of God's kingdom have infinite power. Only through that power can world disasters be prevented. If you can focus your thoughts, beliefs, and heart on the works of God's kingdom, you'll surely see His works. In addition, you'll witness the blessing of world evangelization that testifies the gospel to the whole world, and the blessing of God's kingdom being established in the field. It's essential to continually enjoy and relay the blessings of God's kingdom. This work must be passed down to future generations that are being raised and to those who haven't been born yet. Armed with the power of God's kingdom, you will change not only your home and family line, but also your field and the world. Dear God, open my eyes to see beyond the Feast of Booths. Help me to witness the works of your kingdom and to save everything through your power. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.